The 17th of May 2012. 23:59. Inpatient. Nursing. Title. Night shift. Lee was in bed and appeared asleep when checked at the start of the shift and when checked throughout the night. Confirmed by email protected, the 18th of May 2012. The 17th of May 2012. 19:53. Inpatient. Nursing. Title. Late shift. Lee complained of feeling low in mood but did not want to talk about it. I rang the solicitor this afternoon re his appeal against Section 2 and he will be visiting Lee tomorrow morning in order to get his instructions. Lee's mood has lifted now and he has become more engaging with staff and peers. Confirmed by email protected, the 17th of May 2012. The 17th of May 2012. 1700. Psychological. Therapy. Title. Psychology Session 3. When I asked Lee how his day had been, he said he had been feeling very low and didn't want to do anything, including groups and education. When I asked what thoughts and/or feelings he was having, he said he couldn't remember details, but it was around family, past, and self-harm. He eventually shared that it was around our session and knowing what he would have to talk about. Lee was obviously emotional and struggling to speak. I suggested it might be easier to start to think around it, where this self-harm happened, how often. Lee managed a couple of these questions, but struggled the closer we got to the detail. He expressed real frustration at not being able to speak about it, as he knew it might help. We thought about what he thought would happen if he told me and what might happen if he didn't. Lee said the only person he had ever told was a friend over text. I suggested me sitting outside the room while he tried to write it down. I came back in after 10 minutes and he had not been able to write anything. He asked what time I was leaving, and could he go away and try and find me later. I agreed this and we both agreed that I could tell staff that he had had a difficult session and they need to keep an eye on him. I will try to talk to him later today, otherwise his next session will be on Wednesday the 23rd of May. The 17th of May 2012 1809, Oliver Sindel. Event by Oliver Sindel the 17th of May 2012. 1600, inpatient, medical, title, raised prolactin levels Dr. Prasad. Prolactin, 600 mu, L, 86 to 324, mild elevation plus other bloods, FBC, U plus E, LFT, TFT, WNL. Raised and probably secondary to risperidone. Informed Lee of the result. Inquired about SYX of raised prolactin, Lee denied having any at present. Plan. Continue risperidone, to monitor prolactin levels regularly, to monitor for clinical SYX of raised prolactin. Lee. Confirmed by, email protected, the 17th of May 2012. The 17th of May 2012. 13:35. Inpatient. Nursing. Title. Early shift. Lee has been nursed on intermittent observations. He has been bright in mood, interacting with peers and staff. He attended education and group. Good food and fluid intake. Group notes. Lee was persuaded to attend stress management today. He was talkative but reluctant to take part in the relaxation activities. When asked what helped him to relax, he replied, his computer. He stayed until the end. Confirmed by Jay Moon at, the 17th of May 2012. Subscribe to our newsletter. Join our mailing list to receive the latest news and updates from our team. Subscribe. You have successfully subscribed.